Bye. Bye. Kirtan is a process, not only process. If you are doing kirtan in melodious tune, and all are saying, oh, very good, very good. So only to collect honor for me, oneself, then the power of kirtan goes away. So we should not do kirtan for self anything. Especially making money. Especially to gather any odd kinds of honor from audience. We should not. We should try to know the meaning of the kirtan. Gauranga valita have pulakar. O Krishna, O Gurudev, O Vaishnava, Vaishnava Thakur. I want to weep when I am chanting name, your name. But really we are not doing. Then what to do? Gauranga bolite have pulaka sari, hari hari bolite nayane darve. When I will chant, my heart will be melted. Tears coming, hair standing, and our throat will be choked. Comes in your life, you realize this. See, even we should chant and do kirtan this. Like a prayer, when the day will come. It will come only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu or any guru manifested by Nityananda Prabhu. He is so merciful. He is Baldev Prabhu. He will give bal, strongness and everything. He may inspire. Then we will be like this. One day we will be. Qualified for this. When we will chant, remember and sing this thing. Not sing to anyone, but O Krishna, O Gauchandra, O Nityananda Prabhu, come in my heart. I will help. If you are not pure, so many worldly desires and everything, then our heart will not melt. Never it will. Our hair will not stand. So when Nityananda Prabhu will be merciful, so causeless merciful, he can help us. That Vishaya Chari, Vishaya, what more? Vishaya Chariya Kabe Suddha Veman. O Nityananda Prabhu, you are merciful. Help me, help me. All desires for material desires should go away and we cannot do. Never, it is a very big problem for us. Any worldly person cannot help you in this. Only so-called guru cannot do. So-called devotees cannot do. Sincere devotees cannot do if he is not to that standard. He may be sincere, but he should be on that platform to purify your heart. Then really your heart will be melted. If you are chanting, remembering, even your heart is not melting, then it is not a good sign. We should try to weep for this. If you are giving energy to collect money, so many things, to complete our projects, so many projects are there. But not any project and plan that our heart should be purified and it should melt, faint even chant. It may be that sometimes may come like this, but we want that our hearts should be melted forever. So without Nityananda mercy, when there is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, when the Rupa and Raghunath are so much merciful to us, without the mercy of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Sixth Goswami, our Gurudev, we cannot attain the mercy of Nityananda. If there is no Saranagati, you know Saranagati? You should know real meaning of Saranagati, and you should try to adopt the formulas and the teachings of Saranagati. And purely you should try to take it and follow. If you have taken shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, that he will save me from all kinds of difficulties. Then why you are busy yourself? Why you are anxious? Why you are worried for that? It means that you have not given, offered yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna. Only you are telling that I am devotee and I have offered myself, but actually not. So try to actually surrender yourself in the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath. How? Then we will have to tell. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haive Akuti Kabe Ami Bhuja Vase. Without help, without the mercy of Rupa Raghunatha, we cannot realize what is Madhur Rasa, what is the service, confidential service of Radha and Krishna Kanjiva. So, if Nityananda Prabhu is merciful to us, then by his grace we can know Rupa Raghunath, we can know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Kanjugal, Sri Sri Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mahaprabhu. And we can be in Vrindavan forever, or now. So we should surrender ourselves in the lotus feet of Srila Nityananda. Not only singing, but heartily doing by sincerely also. Then you will see that you are changed. No problem in this world. Nothing, nothing, no problem. The problem cloud will go away at once. So we should do. And you are doing, take some meaning of that kirtan in your heart and try to observe in that. Then it may be that Nityananda Prabhu, Gaurachandra will come in our heart. Like Rupa Raghunath, they will come. Evar Karuna Kara, Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Das Mohr Sri Jeeva Jeevan. Evar Karuna Kara, Lalita Vitaka, like prayer. Don't you should go give your attention in what? Tune. Try to give your heart and realize this. O Lalite, O Vishyate, O Rupa Sanatana, be merciful to us. Without your help, without your mercy, we cannot enter in bhakti realm. So always be like this. When you are chanting, sometimes Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and also हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत आराधा कांत नमस्तु नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तिशे नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम. Where your mind go? Never it will go. Take your mind in Govardhan Hill, circumambulate, and chant Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Sometimes too, Dan Khati, and then come to Danivartan Kunda on your gram, Gauri Kund, Sankarsan Kund, Govind Kund, Naval Kund, Apsara Kund, Susurgi Kunda, Indra Kunda, Aravat Kund, place of offering to Govardhan, Annakuta Sthal. Then come to Manasi Ganga, where Krishna was taking boat, ready to help the gopis to cross that Manasi Ganga. Then come to Uddhava Kunda, then come to Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda again, and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Don't order your mind to go here and there. Sometimes going Vrindavan, Keshi Ghat, Bansivat, Dwadash Kanan, like this. Sometimes if your mind is not upset, you should go to Navadvip. And you can see the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Jagai Madhai, and all he's telling that, oh, come on my boat. Boat is in Navadvip. That boat can cross easily in a second this endless ocean of birth and death. And what is that boat? Krishna name is that boat. Only you have to take shelter, and you see that boat is here in this, but you have crossed the endless ocean this. So you can go Navadvip. And if you can go to Puri, go to Gambhira, and see that there are so many fallen jiva also taking the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira. Raghunath Das Goswami is there, Sarup Damodar is there in that council. And you should see in the last line row and pray and hear all this in what they are. Sometimes you can go to Godavari Church, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramananda Lord making their dialogue so high. So this, where mind will go? Very easily it will be controlled. So in this way, you should try to do all these things. You should always remember the things which you are hearing in this Bhagavad Bhagavatamrita. And try to be like Prahlad Maharaj, to Hanuman, like for Hanuman. And if you are some advanced, then you should try to be like Pandavas. And if you are more qualified, then try to be like Uddhava. And if you more, then you should enter in Vrindavan. And try to serve Krishna like Brajavasi. Among Brajavasi, like friends, more better, Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba Mood, more than like gopis. This is the topest thing. So prema bhakti is there. This is called prema bhakti, braja bhakti. So try to have this mode that our life and goal of our life is that. Fix anything. When you are in this human shape, when you are doing sadhana, fix this. Everything will be fixed. And if the goal is not fixed, then you will be bewildered. Without no aim and object. Only do something to maintain your life, not to more. Otherwise, we will be like Madhumakshi, like bees, honey bees. How? You will make very big bees. And collect madhu, everything. And a monkey will come. And also 2 feet wala monkey will come. 2-footed monkey. You know, two-footed? Very dangerous, more than monkeys. And they will take hold. What? And also all the bees there, and they will do like egg and take your rush also. Understand? Take your rush means honey and your all water like this, spewed. Everything will be mixed and be very honey, and the monkeys will taste it. So don't do so much. Only do something for maintaining your life. And do with whole energy to develop your Krishna consciousness. How to make your all process of bhakti, samadam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, bhava, sevanam, archanam, much, much, much more qualified. Otherwise, after some days, it may be that you will be sick, you will be old, you cannot do anything, and you will die. And again coming in the chain of life. So we should chant, remember like this. No bhakti desires. Then I am coming to subject. Oh, it is now 7. Quickly passed. I daily want to come at 5 or 5:30. But when I am ready to come here, all devotees come to me and some question answer, so I daily fire. I cannot come on right time. Now it is 7, so but yet I will have to speak something. Gurave Gaurachandraya Rajkayai Tadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्तिषे. वन्स देयर वाज अ ब्राह्मण इन साउथ इंडिया. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in tour of South India. He went to Sri Rangam. That Brahmin, he had not attended any class, no school, nothing. He was even not knowing letters ABCD of Sanskrit or Hindi or anything. But he used to go daily in the temple of Ranganatham, and at a place he used to see and read Gita. He could not utter the pure words of Sanskrit, no anuswar, no visarga. No anuswar, visarga, you know? Nothing. He only used to keep Srimad Bhagavat Gita like this and read anyhow something, and always using to weep and be tears coming. For an hour, 1 hour he used to do this. All the learned persons used to हंसी मजाक रेडिक्यूल उपहास करना. मैंने रेडिक्यूल दैट इज डोंट नो एबीसीडी क ख ग घ ऑफ संस्कृत बट इज वेटिंग हाउ ही इज फॉर ए फुलिश पर्सन एंड दे यूज्ड टू love Job, he is very big pandit. Like this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, he used to sit down there, very patient and honorable, and used to hear what he said. One day, after 1 hour hearing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Prabhu, you are reading this book, and so much weeping. I hear, but I cannot weep like you. Why? What impression and mood comes in your heart? He was so sincere and simple. He believed on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that. I don't know ABCD of Sanskrit. I cannot utter really what word is there. But when I open the book, I see that Krishna has come, sitting on the chariot of Arjuna. And Arjuna has given up his bow and arrow aside, and he is lamenting. And Krishna is teaching him Gita. Only I see that, how merciful is Krishna, that in very critical position, and he is teaching something to Arjuna, and seeing this, I began to be. I cannot shake my heart, my eyes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, really, you are qualified for reading this. This is reading Gita process. Only to keep attention on Anuswar and Visar, how it is uttered so well. I am learned and I am uttering it in a pure way. This is not a process. A process like that Brahmin. So try to be, read Gita, Bhagavat like this. When you read Bhagavat and Gita, sometimes you weep. I think that you sometimes weep. You realize this? Then you are not reading Gita. But devotees like this, reading Gita and Bhagavat, I have seen that reading. Hearing, weeping so much. Hearing the glorification of Krishna and Mahaprabhu, how they were merciful. So we should realize and read like in this process. If you are doing Kirtan, do in this process. You will see that, you will realize that all your desires, your bad things, anger, lust and all things, and you are now right. Krishna will enter through your ears here, and he will purify everything and make an eternal seat of him and Srimati Radhika here, if you are going through his details. One person asked me, What is the significance of taking initiation from any guru? If we are thinking that he is my guru, only this, and no initiation, nothing, and chanting and remember Krishna, what is harm there? I told that there is so much harm. Without relation, Krishna will not hear anything. If you have any relation with any lady, like husband and wife, and we are married, then husband may spend less and less dollars for that his wife. But if there is no connection, no relation, to a street woman, she will not sacrifice all this. A wife for her husband, she can do anything. If there is relation. If there is a relation of son and father, mother and son, then we consult that person, each other like that relation. If we are married, and we have relation of husband and wife, husband cannot treat her, behave her wife like sister, like mother, like daughter. Can he do? Never. Because he has one relation. So we should have a relation with Gurudev. How this relation will come? How it will come? There must be some real relation. If you are thinking that she is by mother, this will not do only. This is only what? Imagination. Imagination will not do. Only thinking will not do. Marriage should be done. Or you should have come from the womb of any woman, then he is your mother really. And then she will face so many things for you in supporting, nourishing, and she can do everything for his child if the child has come from his own home. This is called relation. So if you have not really relation with Gurudev and not feeling any relation to Krishna, it is not pure bhakti, no pure relation. So you cannot do anything, you cannot advance. So you must come in process if you are really initiated by that person. Then a relation will come surely. So there must be some process. So by this process of initiation from any life living person, you are thinking that Nityananda Prabhu is my Gurudev, so I will not do any Guru, I will follow. You cannot do it, because there is no relation really. So it will come by that. So we can think like this. When there will be a very bona fide Guru, then we can think like this. Sikha Guru, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Srimati Radhika. Then real relation may come. So he says, after all these processes, don't neglect. If you are doing ekantik bhakti, what is ekantik bhakti?
One-pointed.
Ekantik bhakti. But you are not following the orders of Ved, Shruti, Smriti, Pancharatra, Agam, Nigam, Bhagavat, Gita, Ramayana. But do you ekantik bhakti? It will make some problems and put pata yueva kevalam. It will make only making some problems. So we should try to follow all like Ved, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavat, etc. Without following, we cannot go an inch in devotional life. You cannot be humble like Pandavas. So, Hastinapuram, not Pandavas. Acha, Hastinapuram. And he was so much glorifying Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhim, Nakula and Sahadev, Kunti and Shobha. That you are servant of Krishna, friend of Krishna. You are like mother and father of Krishna. You are like master of Krishna sometimes. Because Krishna always used to do pranam to Mother Kunti and to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Always. Sometimes he used to take the dust of lotus feet of Kunti Maharaj, Mother Kunti. They always used to behave Krishna like any relation. There were so many relations with Krishna, like worldly relations. First relation was that Kunti was the sister of Krishna's father, that is Vasudev. Vasudev and Kunti were brother and sister. So the son of Kunti was brother of Krishna. This relation. Not only Varjun to Yudhishthira Bhim, Arjun Nakul Sahadev. Also, Krishna has married his wife, his sister, Draupadi, Subhadra, to Arjun. So Krishna is like brother-in-law, very dear relation. Also there were so many relations, like worldly relations. We should try to advance in bhakti, and when we will advance, then affluence will go away. Pandavas are so near and dear to Krishna. But sometimes when they are seeing the universal rope, Arjun becomes so upset. Then he promises, I will never tell you my brother or friend or anything. I know that now that whole universe has come from you. You are managing everything. And whole world will be going into you. Sometimes also Bhim and Arjun like this. So Krishna wants that they should behave me like worldly friends. But they cannot be. So sometimes they regret for this. That when there is happiness, Krishna comes to us and after that he goes away. So they want some suffering of this world, that Krishna should always be with us. Krishna always try to help them. Always. But there is something which makes like a wall between them. What is that? Aswarji bhav. For beginning devotees, they cannot know all these things, realize. But those who are hearing all these things, and they are something advanced in Madhyam Adhikar, they can realize something. For them, I am telling that Aswarji mood. If there is aspar mode, then his love and affection to Krishna will be not so in a state that they can control Krishna. They can please Krishna, but cannot control Krishna. Krishna will not be basibhut to them. What?
Control by them.
Like sometimes Arjuna becomes like praying Krishna, and sometimes like fantasy. Like Vasudev and Devaki. When Krishna came in the shape of four-handed with so much opulence, having golden crown, wig hair, carved, they began to pray as the Lord. And when Krishna banished this shape and became like a child, two-handed, and began to weep like child children, they took him in their lap. They forgot everything. But yet they have some honor for Krishna, and they know that Krishna is Godhead, Supreme. So Arjun, Pandav all know sometimes, and they are folded heart. So these things cannot control Krishna like gopis, like Brajavasis. They are telling that, Narad, if you want to realize this thing, you'll have to go Dwarka, especially to Uddhav. Uddhav is more superior than any of Jadav, because he lives sometimes sub Krishna always. Even he is in dining room, Rukmini Sattabhama are there finding him and giving Mahaprasadam so tasteful and finding and chamaring. Uddhav may be there at that time also. If Krishna is ready to go any place where he is going, he can send Uddhav also there. Like he sent Uddhav to Braja. Anyone were not qualified to satisfy Gopi and Brajavasi. They are feeling so much separation. So Uddhav, he sent Uddhav, oh Uddhav, you are qualified. The shape of Uddhav was like Krishna. So all the Brajavasin, Jadav, in separation of Krishna, if they are feeling separation, if Uddhav was coming, they thought, oh, Krishna is coming. He was like that. He was as black as Krishna. His shape was similar like Krishna. Age similar. So Uddhav was so near and dear. How they met and what discussion was there, I will explain in my tomorrow class. Now it is more than seven, so much. And any drama they are going to play, they should be ready for drama. Yeah. They should do any kirtan.
Yes, you can. You mentioned today Nishkirtana. And is there a difference between Nishkirtana and Akirtana?
Same thing. But you should try to remember two slopes of sun. Anyone giving for all these things, prapanchikataya buddhya, hari sambandhi vastuna, mumukshu vi pratyago phalgu vairagya mitika. You should try to realize what is phalgu vairagya and yukta vairagya. One don't do nonsense, anything on the name of yukta vairagya. We are doing something or we are doing everything for that on the name of Yukta Vairagya, and we are testing everything of this world. So we should not do like this. We should nishkinchan, like Sanatana Goswami, Pandavas, like Srivas Acharya. He was family man. How he was Niskinchan? He should have arranged anything for managing of life living. But there was nothing. There was no mouse or rat in his home. You know why?
No grain.
No grain was there. So how mouse and rats can come? All the water in rainy season used to come in his home. Why? Because there was no roof. So he was Niskinchan. Once his son died, Ankitan was going one. He did not tell to Mahaprabhu that stop that Kirtan, my son is dead. Then, all were weeping. Sivas went to his wife and all other relatives and told, if you are doing anything obstacle and you are weeping so much, then I will go to Ganges and I will jump and give my life. Then they were stopped and Kirtan was going on. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that today I am not testing so well. Why there is something wrong? Anyone told that the son of Srivas has dead just now? Oh, he had not told me. He went and he kept his hand on the heart of Preston, that dead son. So, oh, quickly, come on. And he came in. Where you have gone? Five guns, where you have stayed? I'm okay there. I'm peaceful and happy there. I don't want to come in this body. Then he again told that to you. Once there was nothing to take anything in the house of Sivas Pandit. Mahaprabhu knew this anyhow and told Sivas, how you are maintaining your life? Everything is okay? To take, to nourish, to support your children and all? He only smiled and told, 1, 2, 3. Mahaprabhu told that I don't know the meaning. What is the meaning of 1, 2, 3? He told that, I'm fasting today. And I will do day and night chanting, remembering Krishna. And also we will fast again. If not anything coming, no harm. We will chant and do all these things. Third day also, 1, 2, 3, 3 days also. No problem. But fourth day, if you have nothing, then I will jump in Ganges. Mahaprabhu does told that Lakshmi comes and he will have to beg anywhere. But devotees like you, nothing to worry. Because I have promised in Krishna past time. What promise? Ananyasyantayanto mangi jana parjupasate tesham nitya abhijuktanam yogchamam. I will bring anything what he needs on my head and my shoulders. So I will manage everything for you. Don't worry. Any devotee should not worry for their maintenance and always chanting. If you want to realize, you can do like this and you see that no problem. Nothing. Gold, Brahman.
You met him personally, and you're meeting him through his books and through his videos and his tapes and his devotees and his peer representatives, Srila Narayan Maharaj. And there are hundreds of books in so many different languages. But when I met him, there was nothing except for him. And I met him on the Lower East Side at Tompkins Square Park and Washington Square Park, which is the first places that he came to. And at that time, all the world was overrun by scientific misunderstanding that life comes from chance, or life comes from no life, or that there is no God. And Prabhupada came to that scenario. And the other part of the population was hippies who wanted to reject society and reject the miseries of the material world by taking drugs and becoming God themselves. So out of these two voices, Prabhupada came with just a few books, and very shortly Srila Narayana Maharaj sent him more books, more of his reference books from Calcutta. And right away he started with there was no so much cassette like you have now, but there was one big reel-to-reel tape recorder. And that one reel-to-reel tape recorder recorded his evening Bhagavad Gita classes in New York, his evening Prahlad Maharaj classes, his morning Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, which he began in November 19th, 1966. He began speaking exactly the same subject that Srila Gurudev spoke about when he came to Malaysia last year, or the beginning of this year, on Sanatana Shiksha, Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami, and Lord Chaitanya's discussions with his own spiritual master. Isha Puri, that Isha Puri told Lord Chaitanya to chant, and he came back experiencing